Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I believe we have a record number of states today. We have 48 states. I have not yet figured who the two are that we don't have, but that is an amazing representation for us to go together before the throne. And it was thrilling to me this morning when I heard Oregon and Maine sign on at the same time, because that's from the Northeast to the Northwest, just far states. And I just congratulate all of you for getting up and being ready to pray this morning together. I heard someone mention it, that Billy Graham has passed away today. This is February 21st, and my son-in-law called me this morning, Tony Kruko, and told me about it. I had not yet looked at it, but he recalled to me, and I recall, of course, it just jarred me a little bit when I heard it because of something that happened to me back in July 2007. I was in meetings in California. And we were on the plane flying from somewhere north to L.A., and the Lord spoke to me and gave me a word that he told me to go deliver to Oral Roberts. Now, how this occasioned was that he gave me the word. Oral Roberts passed away at the age of 92 in 2009. So the time that I'm going to him and give him the word is July 2007, 2 years before he actually left at the age of 92. But before he was 87 years old, I think it's about when he was 82 years old, I was at a table with him and his wife and with the Copelands and my daughter Shelley. And we were sitting there, and Brother Roberts, who was about 82 at the time, announced to us that he's going to go home when he's 87. And I said to Brother Roberts at this table, which was down at the Copeland's place, I said, "Brother Roberts, don't go home." I said, "We need you." And besides that, he said, "Well, I'm going to go. I know what happens to the human body, and I'm going to leave when I'm 87. So I said to him, Brother Roberts, please don't go. I was going to invite you to our Autumn Assembly in Branson, Missouri." And Evelyn, his wife, piped up, and she said, "Oh, he doesn't like to go anywhere. I'll come. After he goes, you invite me, and I'll come." Well, as it turned out, she left before he did, and the day she left, he said, "Today I have planted my greatest seed." But back to the time in 2007 then when God gave me a word to give to him, I recalled that he had said he was going to go home at 87. I'm in a plane. It was our plane, and Chip and I are flying to Brother Copeland's meeting from a meeting where we'd already been in California, and the Lord said, "I want you to go to Oral Roberts and deliver a word to him." Now, here is the word. "Tell Oral Roberts that some can choose the date of their departure, as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul, but some cannot, for the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God. Two who cannot choose are Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. Their departures are in the sovereign plan of God, and at their departures there will be a major shift in the heavenlies." So Chip and I went to visit Brother Roberts that day in Newport, California, and we went into his house. We had dinner with him. He lunched with him. He prayed for Chip. A great power went into his body and healed a back injury that he had had from football days. And then I gave the word to Brother Roberts. We had a Holy Ghost meeting. Brother Roberts wrote me a 7-page handwritten letter after that and said he hadn't been in such a meeting in years. And in his letter, he said, "Finally, please know that I received your prophetic word, that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. My response is to continue obeying God and walking through the valley of the shadow of death. not lying down in that valley and giving up. I am at great peace. I fear no evil. For Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is with me. Blessed be his name. With my whole heart, Oral Roberts. So he wrote that to me in his own hand. Now, ever since that time, I would hear something. He did pass away at the age of 92, 2 years later, on December 15, 2009. So ever since then, I will be thinking about what the Lord said about those two men, that their deaths, their departures, is what the Lord said, was in the sovereign plan of God. So I would hear that Billy Graham was in the hospital, and the Lord would say to me, not now, it's not now. So then I would know that he was not departing. But today is the day of that departure. And here's the word. I'm going to read it to you again. I'm also going to put a blog out this on this later on today, which you can read at billybrim.org. Here's the word God gave me in July 2007. Tell Oral Roberts, some can choose the date of their departure, as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul, but some cannot. For the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God. Two who cannot choose are Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. Their departures are in the sovereign plan of God, and at their departures, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. So, that is today, February 21st, 2018, as Billy Graham left Earth and went through the heavenlies that surround the earth to the heaven of heavens, there was, or there is occurring right today, a major shift in those heavenlies. Now, that's where the prince of the powers of the air has set up in the heavenlies his realm. And we know that's going to be shaken and brought down and eventually filled by the body of Christ, those places. But today, it suffered a major blow. It had to do something with Billy Graham's life and his overcoming life and his rank in resurrection. There is rank in resurrection. We know that from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. It says some did not receive deliverance that they might have a better resurrection. So some have better resurrections. And we're going to pray now. We've got this amazing representation of 48 states. I did not hear clearly whether Washington, D.C. was on the line or not, but usually they are. So at least we know for sure we have Virginia and Maryland, Delaware, and all around about there. So here we come before the Lord concerning whatever this is. Heavenly Father, here we are, coming to you in the marvelous, matchless name of our Savior, the most overcoming human ever there lived, our Lord Jesus Christ. We come to you knowing that you, Father, are the planner of all plans. You are the creator of all creation. And you have chosen this day to receive your Son, Billy Graham, into your presence. We can only imagine the celebration there. We can only imagine the triumph, the victories, the overcoming trophies that he brought to your name. The souls, Father, how thankful we are and grateful for his life. Just as we are grateful and thankful for the life of all the great saints, of Oral Roberts, I know, Father, what you said to me. And I know, Father, in the name above all names, you said that there would be a major shift in the heavenlies. With this prayer group today, Father, who've come together, we're praying over those words, praying over that word of the Lord that you gave, Father, praying over a major shift in the heavenlies. Father, if there's a major shift in the heavenlies, there's bound to be effects of that on the earth. where we are. I don't know enough about it in my head yet. I know what you revealed to me when Oral Roberts went home about the power of God. But whatever this is, whatever it means, we lift to you now. You told Timothy to make a good warfare, wage a good warfare on the prophecies that had gone forth on him. And so we wage that good warfare now on this prophecy that went forth concerning this day, the day of Billy Graham's departure. And now, Lord, we want to thank you for that marvelous ability you gave us to pray about things when we don't know exactly how to pray by this gift of tongues. And we lift them now to you from 48 states, from Canada. In the precious name of Jesus. What is the meaning of this, my Lord? What is the meaning of this, my Father? We ask you in the name, Father, to reveal the meaning of this. That we might have the full benefits, Father, of this major shaking in the heavenlies, this major shift. I see it like a great shaft. Father, a shaft of light going from heaven to earth that the enemy cannot penetrate. Ishandoro husabra, that is open to light forever. Kidiandono hukabre, that the agents of darkness will never be able to set up anything in this shaft again. Ilibrato dononce. Like a huge elevator shaft from earth to the throne. Igalandoria macalito, scendiora bahasito non de Bretagno, imaignetore vrihicalitania, igidi baratosca dingiando dodo brete di calatito, me afrono nicaladisca donje. Mefrononico papili santo, en berfronica lacai, dende du saninuce, dende du nanasucita capara pacanonico ondopre calacantino, ishinoniero totivro basso tu, hasho nicalatobre, nevrote de ca, nevrote di calacobre ca. Egentore, egentora, egentora. Ishaletato do prete. Pifrone, pifrone, pifrone. Ilibrato do nombre che le catasco te brotisha taniete. Father, we thank you that we have been a blessed generation who have been able to asiprano nicalacanja to. To benefit from having lived in the era when Billy Graham lived and spoke and had those great meetings. I remember, Father, as a teenager, going to one in Tulsa at the football field. And, of course, the many times that we've watched him and heard him. Ishandolikata, we thank you for his life. We thank you for his ministry. I don't know if you'll raise up another like unto him, like unto Oral Roberts. I don't know. But I know there are many now upon whom the hand of God lays, upon whom the anointing of God lays. Ishando, we pray for them, Father. We pray for the men and women of the body of Christ who are in the fivefold ministry. We thank you, Holy Father, and we ask you, for it is written that that ministry, that fivefold ministry, has to do with the maturing of the body of Christ into a man of faith. faith, a bride of Christ, a pure and faithful Ishonamora. We lift up the body of Christ, Father. Ilibretano no coho brato shete, ilibrando signato no cobre kilicandiato. Oh, Father, how thankful we are. And we lift up leaders. You told us to lift up leaders, Father. And I want to lift up, this is a prayer call for Israel. Something is happening in Israel which I don't know the full extent of. I'm speaking to each of you now. I know that the police in Israel have raised charges against Benjamin Netanyahu, and they have made heavy charges. Some people are calling for him to step down. I do like to read after Caroline Glick in the Jerusalem Post, and she says that it is like a shadow government like we here in the United States face, those that still have governmental power, and they are trying to bring down our president. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the judge of either way, whether this is something that would be worthy of calling for him to resign. But it seems to me that their time, this time for them, when their northern border is so threatened by Iran, when Iran has even, as we prayed last week, sent things into their airspace. And we do know that there have been penetrations from Gaza. And so let's lift this up. Let's lift up the leaders of Israel. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we believe that we do have some authority. We know this. Even as you have given us that property there in Migdal, of course, we have authority as the body of Christ. We have authority to lift up God's nation. You told us to pray for the shalom. That means the wholeness of Israel. And so we pray for her wholeness now. We pray for her leadership. We lift up, Father, her leaders, that they kikola marande, that they can be walking. We see so much division. It saddens us here in America. Oh, Lord, we lift up both nations. We lift up both heads of government. We lift up Sibrano Nikahalabrete, Ijindeba Frotisha Nonombre, that men in Israel, you promised them, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if those who are your own would lift their voices to you, you would heal their land. Oh, Father, in whatever state of recognition and light you have brought them to, as you brought them back to their land, we pray they would acknowledge the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and look to you, Father, Ishondere Brasanta, praying for their leaders. I have heard a rabbi in Sydney, Australia, praying for the Queen of England, praying for the leaders of Australia. So I know they do this. And I do pray, Father, that you would lead them and you would give them words to say. Edivrato precalacatania, that they can be strong and undivided in the attention that they need to give. Ishotoro brosanda for their enemies, those that would bring them down. And Father, in the name above all names, as Jared Kushner and his aide have proposed and are proposing to the UN a peace plan, oh God, help us not to go against your plans. Dear Father, in the name above all names, we don't believe that any of those peace plans will succeed, because they don't include the unity of Israel, the unity of Ashtaramo Kobre Sidanjanim Golatishkatya. And so, Father, we do pray that you would forgive us for grasping at straws and trying to come up with plans that are against the plan of God. The plan of God is the unity of the nation. The plan of God is the unity of Jerusalem. And dear Father, we do pray for the administration that we have right now, that they would indeed pray, that they would move Ishabrakotosha, according to your will. We know that some of these things have to be presented, Pashonde, but like everything else, they'll come to nothing. And we pray that our leaders will not lead us into any kind of a judgment for Ili Bratoshite Bakaya proposing any division in Israel. Father, we are thankful, oh so thankful, how grateful we are that our president has recognized Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. And we pray for him to keep that uppermost in his thoughts and to follow through, Father, on the building of the embassy. Elibrason de Hili Prakash Kadonia Nikahalabrate, Ishtionoria Makalagadasande di Caprate di Kotoshande. Inferno Nicola Gabraske. Please guide our leaders, Lord. Please guide them in what they should do. We sense your guiding, and we see evidence of it. And we do pray, if we need to pray against that Jared Kushner is proposing, I pray against it. We do not want to be among those who are taken down to the valley of Jehoshaphat for dividing God's land. In the name above all names, we lift up that land. We lift it up toward for protection. We lift it up, Father, Ishondo le braso caparatina. We pray for the president of Guatemala and his bravery, Father, Ikala Bratoshkidianda, and his very life. I pro Nicola Hassande Ishtiano Evalito Sevratonia Nicolata. We want to thank you, Father, for what you've done for Migdal. We have in our hands a report of the committee meeting of the Migdal Council in which they rejected all those who raised objections against the building of the Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center. Father, we are just so thankful that they put it in writing that even though those people were past the date, they still were not able to raise up any objections. And Father, that means that you have given us favor. We're asking you favor now. Quickly, quickly, fast, fast. We want to have in our hands the permit, the building permit, and all permits that go with us so that we can speedily, in the name above all names, occupy that land. We thank you, Father. We praise you for your hand upon us. May it amaze our Jewish helpers. May it amaze them because they're so content, not content, but they just believe that everything takes so long in Israel. Father, please show yourself strong. Please show yourself strong. Angels, please cause this permit. Bring the papers to the top of the committee's Pashtoda Makaya agenda. Elivrando si brato, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, my dears, I have something that I want to read to you and get you to pray with me. I know I'm getting to know some of your voices, and I'm sure that you are as well as we come online and say where we're from and you announce your state or you announce your city. And I know that you were knowing that I love to hear the lady come on from Belgium. And she would say, Belgium, Europe. And it was just thrilling to me. Well, I got some emails from her. And this, I'm going to read it to you. She's asking for prayer. I am the lady from Belgium who is on Israel prayer call every Wednesday. However, because of the reasons mentioned above, which have to do with my internet connection and telephones have been temporarily suspended. One of the reasons is the loss of all income since October 2017, which is why you have not received my monthly partnership donation. I apologize for that. Now she says, because of these reasons, I have not been able to attend the prayer call since January 10. However, I did not back down. I did not want the devil to have the last say. Therefore, I have always reserved that time, from 8 a.m. to 8:30 Central, to join all the sisters and brothers around the world at the throne of God in spirit. The Holy Spirit assured me he will guide me to pray in one accord with others. Hallelujah, praise God. This is an assignment the Lord gave me since the beginning. It is a great privilege for me to be part of this prayer group, my favorite one. I so miss everyone. In the same line, I heard that Sister Billy is coming to Brussels next month in March. You cannot understand how thrilled I am. I have been looking for her coming. This nation needs her. We need her teaching. It's a miracle to me that she is coming. Glory to God. I want to be there when she comes. However, right now, as rare as it would seem to be, I have no possibilities to call the office to have details about this trip. The Lord spoke to someone that I should attend her meetings in Brussels. Please, is there any way I can get details about the meeting? Now, since then, we've heard another email from her. My 11-year-old son keeps hearing the Lord talking about this meeting and that I have to be there. I am praying for this meeting. She did find out at which church I'm going to be able to speak. We have another email from her that she found out the church. Her name is Claudine. Claudine, I'm only guessing at the last name. H-A-B-Y-A-L-I-M-A-N-A. Claudine Havialimana, maybe. But I want us all to be praying for her. I just heard, she writes in another email, that Miss Billy will be ministering Sunday, April 1st, 2018, at Word of Life, hosted by Pastor Frank Amaco in Belgium. So I want us all to pray for her. It's thrilling to me to hear her name and her call to pray. She's not on the line today, but I want us to pray now about her funds. It costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money for me to get over there. We're going to France, Nice, France, and be in a prayer European prayer conference. Then the Lord for some time has been telling me to go to Belgium. So it worked out that I will be able to go to Belgium after that. And then after that, to Poland, to the death camps. Right now there are Jews in America visiting our leaders, asking us to break ties with Poland. Poland has done some strange things, really against Israel and the Holocaust, and asking that, making it a crime for anyone to call them the Polish death camps. So it's quite a time to be going. We appreciate your support to our general account. Out of general, we pay all of our travel expenses, and of course that means hotels and planes and trains, we just thank you very much for your support in this. And we're praying for Claudine now to get to the meetings. I'm going to see if I can find out how to get maybe something to her so that she can come. I would love to meet her. Heavenly Father, here we are on this line, and all of us feel an affinity. We feel a closeness with Claudine. When we would hear her voice come on, it was thrilling, Lord. And I pray for her. It seems, as she told us, that someone did give her 20 euro by instruction of the Holy Spirit to come to Brussels to the meeting. Now, I know that's not very much, and what it would mean for her to get there. And so, Father, in the name above all names, you told Brother Hagen that when he needed something, to claim it that it's down here. So here we are, 48 states strong, Ontario, Canada strong, others strong, and we are asking and we are claiming the money, the euros, for Claudine to get to Brussels. You, in your heavenly accounting, know exactly what that would take. I don't know, but we claim that. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim that amount. Plus, she needs to be blessed. She has an 11-year-old son. For her to have a living, Father, in the name above all names, we claim the monies for Claudine to get to Brussels and to get her back online to join us in our praying. We thank you, Lord, for every person who's on this line today. Oh, Father, it just touches me to think that we can have such unity in prayer, that you have done exactly what you said you would do. You have raised up a prayer force. And this morning, this prayer force came up to the throne of God, at least 48 states strong. Canada on the line. We lift up their leaders, and we believe that it counts. Now, in the name, I'm also claiming all the monies and in excess that we need in Billy Brim Ministries for these trips and for the monies to go on, you know, to operate in our general fund. We thank you for those of you who have joined the general club. We're going to get more information on what that exactly means. But when you give online or when you send in your money to Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, if you mark it the general account, that pays so many things. That pays for my salary, for all of our people's salary. It pays for my travel. It pays for so many other things. And we just need that to remain strong so that we can operate. Since we've gone on more television, our television monies are increasing. All kinds of things are increasing, and we're just thankful to the Lord that it is increasing. What we have to work with is increasing. And Father, I just want to thank you for meeting Claudine's needs. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you get your hands off Claudine's money, and you get your hands off her life, and you get your hands off our ministry and all the people that are on this line. In Jesus' name, I pray for favor for them today, health for them today, prosperity for them today, a mission for them today, God. You're leading them and guiding them into lives to be touched for you. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, and ask you, Father, again, keeping it before you, to give us light on what this means, that the heavens were shaken today by the departure of such a saint of God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Shalom and shalom until next week.